All right, as we wait on the musers to get here, as everybody probably knows, because it's been talked about a couple times on the station, Craig and I lost a golf bet to George and Bob. And the bet payoff is the losers have to go sing a song to a cowboy player. And it's a song that is the winner's choice. So, it's one of these deals where I made the bet up with full confidence that I would win the bet, and I never really thought about having to go actually have the bet be paid off on my end. And so here we are, a mere couple hours away, and I'm not feeling real good about it, to be honest with you. I feel very awkward. So George has sent me the three songs that he has in mind that he's narrowed it down to for us to sing. And it is, the parameters are the following. We have to find a guy that's top 45 on the roster. He has to be a black guy that's over 250 pounds. And we have to carry out the song for 2 minutes. Meaning, if the guy walks away after 30 seconds,
You got to follow him.
we have to follow him wherever he goes until we can't follow him anymore. And then I don't know if the song stops there or what. But, yeah. And it's going to start off with one of the guys asking the question. So there's going to be, let's say I'm interviewing you and I ask, hey, how was practice today? How's the defensive line looking today?
Just generic football stuff.
Yes, and you start to answer, and then maybe ask another question, and then in the background, mere feet away, the other participant, whether it's Craig or myself, just starts singing. And the other guy has to be put off at first, but then he just starts to join in because he's so overwhelmed by the emotion of the song. Yeah.
And that's it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's relatively awkward, to say the least. Plus, you got 1,000 other media members out here, and I don't know. It's just one of those things that is probably going to suck. So here is song number one
Well,
that.
you know why this is coming down? It's coming down because of golf.
Yeah, it is.
And because you partied too hard and drank too much Friday night
And played
and then
like
played
crap.
lousy golf on Saturday.
I'm not denying any of it. I'm not denying any of it. I'm ashamed by it all, and it did take place, and so now I have
So
to,
now you've got to pay the piper.
yeah, now I have to pay the piper.
And here come the pipers.
Here comes one of the pipers. Sit down, George, Craig.
Yeah.
Really?
So this is the first song that George sent me a text and said that would be a good payoff song. So here is song number one, Killer. So gay. Who knew that he was gay back then?
It was pretty obvious.
That's gonna be tough to beat.
I don't know.
It's upbeat. It's kind of got everything you really want in some sort of bet payoff, right?
Okay, well let's not make any rash decisions
right.
here yet.
By the way, we're 50 seconds into it.
Whose choice is it? Our choice?
No, it's their choice.
Okay. But they picked the three finalists?
Yes. Yeah.
Why didn't they just pick one?
Well, we're going to narrow it down between.
What we wanted us to do.
Because this is show business.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been involved
to make
in it
a
before.
Big deal out of things.
I think they should pick the three finalists and we should pick one.
No, I don't think you should. That's not how it works.
Negatory.
Well, then why don't they just pick one?
Stop. Okay, he's not playing radio right now.
How about, does it have to be a Wham! George Michael song?
Doesn't have to
no,
be, no.
No, there are a couple of other options here, right?
Yeah, okay. We do.
I don't know if you were going to play Father Figure next. Or...
No, no. Here's another song that George thinks will be a good fit for the Losing Bunch.
Be great if we had a karaoke track.
Well, I could. With a fine tooth comb, I was soft inside. I could download the karaoke track, you know, and play it on speaker on my iPhone while you guys sing along.
I don't even know this song.
I'm not familiar
what
with this.
Song
what
is this?
You'll hear it when it gets to the hook. No, this is written by Mike. Hold me closer and
I feel no. Tommy Daniels.
Not Tommy Daniels.
Yeah, Tommy Daniels.
Barry Gibb.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton made it a hit.
Barry Gibb, genius or not.
Doesn't it sound like a Bee Gees song here?
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
Still don't know it, buddy.
Yeah, what is this? Oh, Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream.
Number one hit.
No one I thought Hemingway wrote this. How can we be wrong? Sail away
with me to another world. That's a good.
We'll rely on each other. This one's not dynamic enough.
Yeah, but it's really gay.
It's really ridiculous. The two guys are just start singing
talk about
to each
making
other.
Love to one another.
Making love.
But you need to get to the chorus quick.
Right.
Or the hook.
Yeah,
hook.
There's definitely a hook to the other one. And then this one, which is a fan favorite for many reasons. I don't know this.
Oh, is this Bonnie Tyler? This is greatness.
Yeah, this is good.
This would be funny.
Turn around.
This would be hard, though, because you know what's going to happen is there's going to be one guy. There's going to be one guy off to the side that just goes, turn around. And then he's going to be waiting on the other guy to join in.
Well, that's when you get your cue.
Right away? Like, I don't even have to act disgusted by it?
Yeah, you're right in the middle of it. Yeah, that's so true.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely as I see the look in you. Okay. All right. Listening to the sound of my tears.
Gosh, the song.
Love this song.
This is one of those.
And it's funny because it was an old school.
Yeah.
I want to be the turnaround guy.
And you have to have your back to him, and every time you sing it, you turn around slowly and then go back to your position.
This is one of those songs that grew on me. I hate it so much that now I always will listen to it.
I did put in parentheses old school lyrics, but, I mean, we won't.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah. Especially if you use the overcusser.
Man, the first time
I have been looking your eyes.
The first time I saw that movie and that scene played out, I thought that was the funniest thing.
It's one of the funniest
because
scenes
it
ever.
Was so unnecessary.
Yes. I know, and you see Will Ferrell dancing with his bride. He looks over there.
He just kind of squints his eyes.
The first look was, I couldn't have been right.
Yeah. Right, I didn't hear that right.
Okay, that's a lot of moving parts, too. I do enjoy also... I like the bit of the Wham song of the guy off to the side while the guys, you know, how was practice today? Oh, it was great. You know, we were doing great things. You just hear that. Jitterbug.
Yeah.
And he's got to keep going until jitterbug.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm like, I don't know. No. And then it's, yeah. Hey, put the boom boom into my heart. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? All three of those are great, so you guys can have your choice.
It's down to those three?
Yeah.
See, I feel like we're missing the perfect song.
Well, then,
well what?
I'm trying to come up with that.
I don't know if there is a perfect song.
I think the first one or the last one will be the funniest.
Bob mentioned Dixie today on the air.
I told him not to say that
no.
on the air.
Yeah, he did. On the radio, Dixie, Bob Sturm.
How about Gold Digger?
Corby has to sing it in his offensive voice, too. Dixie is. His ridiculous hands and Andy voice that somehow the world never calls you on.
You don't want to give Gold Digger a shot?
No, I don't want to do Gold Digger. Do you want to just do Wham?
You think we can pull it off?
No.
No.
Okay, let's do it then.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be ridiculous. And the thing is, we're going to have to rehearse this.
I know.
Very soon.
I don't know any of the lyrics except, do the jitterbug.
Yeah. That in and of itself is so funny.
That's all I know.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it, Junior.
Well, I just gave you a little bit.
Well, let's hear some more of it.
Well, I'm going to save it for the practice field.
Well, no, you need to practice.
Tyron Smith, Kenneth Boatwright.
I already talked to Kenneth Boatwright. He's out.
Ben Gardner.
Kenneth Boatwright will have nothing to do with me for
Randy
the rest of
Gregory
my life.
Randy Gregory apparently is a candidate. 250 is the cutoff, right?
Yep.
Yep.
He's 255, they say.
We may have to bring in one of Dan McDowell's scales to weigh them on.
Yeah, just step on that thing right there.
Yeah,
lose weight while you sleep. Like, body shaper.
Give Darrell me McClain, about Tyrone Crawford. 10 minutes and I'll give you a sentence.
Yeah, maybe.
Could you go up to Anthony Hitchens and ask him how much he weighs? And when he says 235, say, okay, thank you.
Thank
and
you, sir.
And then go find a bigger cowboy.
You feel best about the Wham song?
I don't feel good about any of them. But I Islands in the Stream would be really funny, but the build-up is too long.
Way too long. Yeah, you got to get to the point here.
Yeah, and so I feel more comfortable getting – because right away, the Wham song, you're rolling, man. You're dancing. You're doing the George Michael wave dance. And what was the shirt that he had on during the video? What
Choose
did it say?
Life.
Choose life. Yeah. God, if we had those shirts.
That would be great. Did you ever see the one that Dave Lane had one Halloween? It just said choose gay.
God.
Gay.
Well, this is going to be great.
Snake.
I can't wait, man. I love it.
Yeah. Are you guys going to come watch? You need
to be
out. Yeah, you need to walk with us and act like that you're interested in really talking to this guy, too.
Yeah. What is he going to do? Is he just going to walk off?
Yes.
Is he going to stay and listen for a little bit?
Okay, will you do this? To keep him there, let's say that I'm conducting the first part of the interview, but you're standing right next to me. Mm-hmm. When we start singing, will you try to keep going with the interview?
Maybe ask another question.
That way he'll stick around for a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to walk off 30 seconds. They'll give it max before they walk off.
Yeah.
All right, but you got to follow them.
Yes.
That's where the fun lies
at least. You have to go at least like 10 yards.
You got to go 2 minutes.
The problem is if they walk all the way over to where the crowds are, then it's going to drown us out.
It depends on how loud we sing.
You got to sing louder.
Yeah, and it depends on how much our shirts are off at that point, too.
Or you're screaming the lyrics by the time you get over by the fans.
Yeah, okay, so it's your job and Bob. Now, Killer, you're going to film video of this, Killer. Are you not? Okay. So it's up to you and Bob to just try to keep him there. You know, just Bob ask a really long question, which should be hard for him.
The year was 2012. In those 3 years, let's take an account of what exactly has transpired.
Reduction? That is such a reduction.
Is it?
I know that.
All right. Well, there you go. That'll happen here in a couple hours.
Yay.
So we'll have an hour after you're done to practice.
Yes.
Okay.
So we need definitely Killer. Print off those two sets of lyrics to Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
You're overpronouncing the H in that.
And I think we need rehearsal video of this, too.
Rehearsal video?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to periscope
some
rehearsal.
It'll be like the U2 documentary that's coming out on HBO. It's all the behind-the-scenes footage from the crew.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
All right, you ready to go wireless?
Let's do it.
All right. Hey!